as we pray. Our Heavenly Father, Almighty God, once again, we want to thank you, Lord, for what you have done this morning. We want to thank you, Almighty God, for the short minutes we have rested. But because you promise us, O Lord, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Lord, even as we're still waiting on thee, Lord, may you renew our strength this evening. For, Lord, may we swallow in the blood like an eagle, O Father Almighty God. May your word continue to have positive influence in our life. Lord, after everything this evening, Lord, we all have the focus to glorify your holy name. Thank you, Father, for what you have done. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, welcome back to the service of the Lord in Jesus' name. Let's open up our Bible to Psalm 133. Psalm 133. I read, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ornament upon the head that ran down upon the breast, even Aaron's breast, that went down to the skirt of his garment as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountain of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. You may be seated. Praise God. By God's grace, I want us to fellowship aloud the little word again. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Uniting under the revealed word of the hour. Praise God. Uniting under the revealed word of the hour. You see, unity is a great thing. Praise God. I don't think both in the church, both in any organization, or both in our home, I don't think we can really achieve anything without the proper unity. Praise God. Because in unity, God has power. But in disunity, God is powerless. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So, in disunity, Satan is the one that is controlled. Amen. And that is why, if you look at the way Satan operates, Satan always fought against wherever he saw unity in the midst of brethren. Satan is not happy. Why? Because of he knew that when the people of God come together in unity, they will go far, both physical and spiritual. And that is why if you look at it, if you take a broom, a bunch of broom, no matter how powerful you are, you take a bunch of broom that is fully loaded, no matter how you try to break it, it cannot break. Why? Because of they are in unity. But if you want to break each one of them, it will not take you 2 minutes. Everything does spoil. So if broom that you use to sweep the teeth away from your home, they are in unity together, a piece of broom cannot sweep this house. They have to be in unity to enable them to sweep this floor. And that is why God is so much interested in unity. Not just unity under the revealed word of the hour. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because there are different kinds of unity in the world now. But let me assure you that every unity that is not based on the revealed word of God, it will crumble. It can never last long. No matter how far they have gone, they will come back to square one. Because it is the unity of the revealed world of the hour came from eternity. And it will remain to eternity. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So in unity, God is in the control. Praise God. I want you to flash back like the married one among us. Anytime, maybe you have a little misunderstanding, maybe with your wife at home, you were not able to settle it properly before you left the house. If you are a businessman, let us be settle ourselves. If you are a businessman and you left home to business that day and your home is not united, that business will not for sure work that day. Because the moment both of you are not in unity, automatically Satan is the one that is controlling. Amen. Even if you are, you don't have a personal business, maybe you are working under a promise with someone, you will see that that day, this is not working perfect the way it used to be. And Satan knew all those logic. That is why he keep fighting unity. Wherever you see unity, he keep fighting it. Why? Because he know in unity, they will always defeat him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Give me Genesis 11. Praise God. Genesis 11. Amen. And the Bible says, and the whole earth was one language and of one speech. Yeah. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a place in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, go to, let us make brick and burn them through it. And they have brick for stone and slim and slim hand and they for mortar. And they said, go to, let us build us a city. Praise God. This is where selfishness comes in. There are unity that is built under selfishness. And that unity cannot start. Amen. It can never start. Why? Because of the foundation of that unity is not based on the word of God. Initial time, you can see it, it will be prospering. But it will get to a stage, it will collapse. Because every foundation that is not being laid by a solid material, no matter how the edifice is fine, one day it will collapse. And when God saw those people, they were united. Even to the end, God came down to see what those guys were doing. God said, confirm, say, what those guys started to do, no man can stop them. Amen. That is unity that is not even based on the word of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven. You see the heart of a man. Praise God. And let us make us a name. That is the bad motive behind it. Let us make us a name. They were not building this tower for the glory of God. They were building, maybe perhaps if God decided to use another rain to swap the world again, they will have a place to hide themselves. Amen. You know, man, with our small brain, we thought we can hide faster than God. Amen. Every thought you think a minute, God knows it. No matter how fast you can think, God knows everything. Even before the thought comes, God knows it. So there's nothing hard for God. So he said, let us make us a name. Lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. Oh yeah. And the Lord came down to see the city at the tower, which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one. What make them one? It is because of they understand each other. It is because of they were agreed in one specific purpose. All of them, they will have the same vision. And that is why two people can come together in an agreement, and yet their vision is different. And once we make that agreement to for sure, it is where both of them have the same vision. Amen. But in this, all of them, they will have the same vision. And God came down. He said, what they have started to build, no man can stop there. Praise God. But because of the selfishness of a man, and they want to take the glory that belongs to God to themselves, God said, in this, they are failed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Don't be in a unity to destroy another man. Don't be in a unity to make somebody cry. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I was watching something in the social media, and the man was saying something. He's a pastor. He said sometimes you should look at all those false men, police, all of them. He said you find out that their life doesn't work the way it's supposed to work. He said both their life and the life of their children. He said why? He said because of the cost they receive from people every day. He said because you want to make one naira, you make another person to be in bondage. And the person may not do anything because of the authority of that uniform. You take what belongs to that man. And now so that man will curse you. Curse your generation. And your children that are innocent, that didn't know anything, they are the one suffering for it. Amen. So all of those things, it's no good. Let somebody rejoice because of you. Let somebody give glory to God because of you. Say, if not because of this brother, if not because of this sister, God, I thank you. That is what heaven rejoices with. But when you become somebody that every minute, now, person go sit down, now, they curse you. Because of the pains you have caused people, you can never amount to anything. No matter how far you go, you will come back again. Our people make parable. They say, if small people keep peace, no matter how the peace go far, it will still come back to where it starts. Amen. Now, so the life of people who are making people to cry, now so their life be. At the end of their life, they will die mysterious dead. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. At this they begin to do, and now nothing will be restricted from them, which they have imagined to do. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Give me Matthew chapter 18. I will read from verse 18 to 20. I want you to say something. Amen. You need unity under the revealed word of the hour. Praise God. Amen. Okay. He said, verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth, it shall be bound in heaven. Now the question you need to ask yourself, and including me, why is it that it was before God measured heaven, first of all, measure earth? He said, whatsoever you shall bind on earth. Ideally, it's supposed to be whatsoever we shall bind in heaven, it shall be bound on earth. But the verse, this is reversed now. Whatsoever you shall bind on earth, it means that the heaven is already under the unity of God. Praise God. All the angels in heaven, they are in unity with one another. Both of them, they now unify themselves with God. So in heaven was established by unity. And that is why when Jesus was teaching them the Lord's Prayer, he said, let that will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God wants unity that is in heaven to take place in the life of his children here on earth. And that is the only way we can have dominion. We can't have dominion. We can't speak. It come to pass where we are not united together. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let us continue reading. He said, "Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth, it shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever ye shall loose on earth, it shall be loosed in heaven." It means every sons and daughters of God, they are looking unto God here on earth. But do you know the evil itself, they are looking unto you in what aspect? Heaven itself, they are looking unto you, sons and daughter, in what aspect? Which aspect? This aspect of unity. Because all the blessings over there in heaven, they can't release it unless they see us unite together. And that is why the Bible was saying, whatsoever you bind on earth, heaven is already settled. There is a song we used to sing, "Forever, oh Lord, the world is settled. In heaven it is settled." So heaven is already settled. It is here on earth that we have battle, war, disagreement, fight every day. And God didn't want that to happen in between children of God. And that is why he said, anything you bind here on earth, anything you agree on, in heaven is done. Amen? Is it not Bible says, "A one shall chase a thousand"? If one person can chase a thousand, God imagine, say, when me and brother come together in agreement, how many are we going to chase? Unity is the bond of love. Amen. Even God himself is united with himself. That is why when Jesus was here, he said, "I can do nothing unless what I see my Father do." Because it can't come out of that unity I do otherwise. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. He said, "Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree," you see, if two of you shall agree on earth, he's still repeating it, not in heaven, here on earth. Because he knew, because based on, maybe we don't have the same language. This was Igbo, Yoruba, Hausa, Shekiri, Ijo. There is a possibility that agreement is not there. But sons and daughters of God, they don't walk by tribe. They walk by spirit. Amen. If Hausa ma, where they carry the rear cattle, if Hausa, that Hausa ma now, after he is taking cattle to this place now, and he saw church here, and he tell the cattle to wait, he enter here to listen to the word of God, it's your brother. It doesn't matter whether you can hear English or you cannot hear English, it doesn't matter. Because there in heaven, now they say one language. So don't be discriminated because of this one not be Hausa, this one not be Igbo, this one not be Yoruba, this one not from no, we are all one. This language, this is where we met this language, and this is where we are going to live this language. Amen. On that day on Resurrection Monday, when you shall see me and see you, we will speak the same language. You will shake me, I will shake you. I will say, "Brother, you made it." Not in your language, but in heavenly language. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. So don't let language come in between the bride. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. What brings this unity? It is wrong ambition. Amen? Wrong ambition. And if you look at it very well, church, mostly church member, they don't have too much problem. The problem started for the pulpit. We, the minister, now will be the greatest problem. Amen? Now we, if we, the minister, can come together in an agreement, amen? Even if they bring dead person here, Our faith is in an agreement. Our works is an agreement. Eh? That dead person will wake up for a year and go back home. Amen. I didn't hear amen. It will work, it will wake up from here and go back home. Why? Because of God is in the manifestation. Praise God. So we are not in an agreement. Different little things. See, one thing about us is that this my brother, he may come into the ministry before me. That one doesn't matter. Revelations are different. The way God is dealing with brother, he may not deal with me like that. The way God is dealing with this papa, he may not deal with me like that. Because God deals with an individual according to how he created us. And the problem that is in our midst that we still look for a way to solve is that we want everybody to see it at the same time. It doesn't work. Amen. You may know it now, I may not know it now, but just be patient and be play along with me. If truly I'm born to know that, I will know it. And that is what is bringing this unity into the body of Christ. Because Brother Godfrey did not agree with Sister Brother B, at that moment, so we become enemy. Praise God. If we become enemy, we that we carry the word, how can we bless the people? That is why you see that it looks as if nothing is happening again. Something is still happening. Amen. May God help us to be united in Jesus' name. So this unity will give Satan a role to play. And that is where his master. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh man. That if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything, not something, anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. To be a unity is not to come out from the same household. Now me and this brother, they say this. You can be stay with somebody and you don't know that person is your enemy. Amen. You don't know me before. Me, I did not know you before. What brought you here and what brought me here now that can make you to listen to me, it is the unity of God. No matter the differences, we should always remember that we have common ground to start. That is the word of God. Anything I did not understand, pray along with me. Anything Mr. B did not understand, pray along with him. Person you have never prayed along with, even in your dream, you are condemning him that it's not studying well. If God should come down to ask you, how long have you been praying for this brother? You can't even say a word. But yet, you become his judge. Amen? That is the problem. The same thing happens even in the company. If this man knows this work past this one, it's for you to learn from him now. Why are you helping him? Amen? Because our brain can never be equal. Just learn from him. Humility is not a gift, though. It's a victory. For you to humble yourself, to learn other person, is a victory. And that is what brings unity. Blessed be the name of the Lord. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. I want to read for a message. The conflict between God and Satan. Amen. I will start for paragraph 220. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But Jesus sent the Holy Spirit, which is himself, to get to those that is behind the world. like Abraham's group, to confirm the word before them, to show that he is in the world, see, that you have taken the right place. All right. Fire is the confirmation of the light coming for the world. They will feel the smart virgin, the wise virgin, add oil in their, add oil in her lamp, as she trimmed her lamp and lit him. Now, what is it? Now, God is the word. Amen. The oil is the spirit. And the fire is the gospel light on that oil. God says so. See, that is the vessel. All right. The oil is the vessel. The oil is in the vessel, and the fire burning it show that it is reflecting the light of the world. See, see, that is the reflection. Now, that wise virgin could do that. But the other foolish virgin was on the outside and no oil without the Holy Spirit, but yet they are virgin. Amen. And they couldn't reflect nothing but just their church. And that is why today we find out that you should try to bring the gospel truth to the people. They will ask you that my pastor did not teach me like this. Amen. They will let you know that in our church we don't do it like this. Amen. God is not coming for a church. God is coming for people that are ready. Amen. God is not coming for denomination, is coming for the bride that have made themselves ready by uniting with the word of God. Amen. You know, when Moses was leading the people, those men that came up, Dathan and Abiram, three of them, they were united to do what? To always break the influence of Moses down. Amen. But God was watching them. But it come to a time, God had to show them that this man has set him. Praise God. Every spirit of disunity, God will destroy it in Jesus' name. Whether it's from church, or it come from church, or whether it come from our home, or wherever it come from, God will destroy it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because that is not the purpose of God. Amen. One day, Moses have to make a declaration that if God, if those people die natural death, you know that God did not call me. Amen. Both them that unite, both the people that believe there, they were the same way. And that is why, don't plan evil, don't be among the group that will plan evil for the program of God to fall. You are treading in a dangerous ground. The consequence that go before it is very great. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If one soul that's supposed to be saved because of you, he left the church, God will ask you. Amen. Don't make creek in the church. This one are my people. You don't get people. Amen. Who tell you say you get people? We are the people of God. Any man, any woman that is not in the sight of God is not your people. Amen. All of us here, we are people of God. If we are not the people of God, since morning I'll be preaching here, before you don't carry your Bible, did you go? It is because we are all the people of God. Despite the heat, the rebuke, everything, you absorb them. Why? Because of that is the voice of God concerning you. Amen. If you come to church, you didn't hear God speak to you, there is something wrong with you somewhere. Amen. Because the purpose why we are here is that God should address our problem. Physical problem, spiritual problem, and financial problem. So if you go spend how many hours from money to this time around, and God didn't address your problem, I don't know what I will call you. Amen. I don't know what I will call such person. And that is why when you are coming to church, don't leave your spirit at home. Some people did. It is only their body that will be in the church. And that is why they cannot say amen. Even if God is talking to them, it is not the body that will make you to say amen. It is the spirit that inside you that will react to what God is saying. Why? Because that spirit is not, that spirit came from above. But some people, they will leave their spirit at home. Their body will be here. They will be, they just sit down like a people who are in the mortuary. Very serious. I don't want to be serious like that. Amen. If you enter mortuary, you see serious people. If you like carry this drum set, the beater. Because they are serious. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let our seriousness be by the word of God. Amen. When it comes to the word of God, be serious to receive. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God dwells in unity. God dwells in unity. If you want to find God, look for where people are united. And that is where God dwells. Because anything they lay their eye, it will prosper. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. He said, but just their church and their denomination. See? Now, you say the word. You said the word was spirit. Yes, sir. God said, my word is spirit. That is right. The true bride must be unified by the word. Amen. They must unify by the word. We may have disagreement naturally, but when it comes to the word of God, let us have agreement, because that is what brought us together. Amen. In fact, no matter the disagreement, let the word of God speak to it. Amen. Even if in your town square, your village, you are the person itself, not the person they say road before. Once the person become a Christian, it's now your brother. Throw away all the pastors. The Bible says, behold, all things. Unite with him by the word of God to fight the kingdom of the devil. You see, in the kingdom of the devil, it is only we Christians that used to disobey. But in there, all of them, they are in obedience. Any little disobedient, you disobey, they will punish you. Forgiveness, no day their dictionary. Amen. So if God should walk like that with us, just imagine what will happen. But God is a merciful God. But yeah, we will disagree. We will keep it in mind. From home, we will come to church, and we need that to pray. The minister go preach, swear to. That grudges, you see, your heart. You will surely go to hell. Amen. No, surely go to, because in that condition you should die. Just as the rich young ruler opened his hand and he found himself in that place. Now so the person will find himself. Because the Bible told us those that have those kind of spirit, they have no part in the kingdom of God. Amen. Forgiveness is a great thing. No matter what the person does to you, find it may pace you as a human. Because of you have been regenerated, ask God to take that entity away for you. Let go. Praise God. God said, my word is a spirit. A spirit. That is right. The true bride must be unified by the word. Now remember, if she is a part of Christ, she has to be the word of Christ. In order to be the word of Christ, you have to be baptized into Christ. And when you are in Christ, you believe Christ, and Christ is the word. In paragraph 226 to 227, he said the brand must be unified together by the word. My sheep hear my voice. If you look at sheep, no matter how cold it is, you will see that they will come together to make themselves warm. That is animal who doesn't have soul. They know the mystery behind unity. Amen. But we human beings, we don't know it. Praise God. No matter the coldness, they will come together. A minute every day is okay. And that is how God wants us to live. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Be your brother's keeper. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. He said, my sheep hear my voice. And this is his voice on printed word. Alright. Unified by the word. She make herself ready. Not with the regular creed. Like Esther, when Esther was to be chosen to stand before the king, she didn't adorn herself with all the things, but she adorned herself with the sweet meek spirit. That is what the bride is adorned herself with. With all of the fruit of the spirit following it. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In a message, the great shining light. The great shining light. I will so close, I will not keep you long like that. Paragraph 41. Great shining light. 1957. Code number is 12222. Praise God. He said, God will come to us this morning. Amen. He will spare the life of this little darling girl. And many of you here who are perhaps dying with cancer and with other diseases, if we can only get in spiritual unity with his word. Spiritual unity with his word. No sickness can stand where the people of God are united. Remember where Peter was arrested and the church come together. It was the prayer of the church that bring down the angel. Why? Because of they were in unity. Say this one, he cannot go. If any one of us is in that condition, see that sickness or whatsoever it is, we come together with one agreement. Say, this brother, this is that, cannot die. Even every self, they don't, every self will bow. Amen. Every will honor your word. Because the commandment has already been given. Whatsoever we bad here on earth. That means anything we agree here on earth, that is whatever agree with. If we say at this brother, we too like him, we know what make it go now. Your prayer can bring it back to life. That is the dimension God wants you now to live in. Not in a dimension that we have grudges, quarreling, just for man notice. And when you hear say, your brother will sing, say, you do your act like this. That means you have been waiting for that sickness all along. Amen. Many people are like that. They are like that. Once they hear say something bad happened to you, you see the car shock, they will become musician overnight. The God that said about fire. It is from your brother's body God will answer by fire. The person become sub leader and he has been in the church. He has never come here to think special no bow. May God help us in Jesus' name. You now become Elijah. The God that answered by fire, let it be our God. Why can't you sing that song to Satan and his agent? Not your brother. Amen. But the Lord told us the only one enemy we have is this devil. Your brother cannot be devil. The name your brother bear a devil, are they the same name? You see? Blessed be the name of the Lord. It can't be devil. Even if he gives himself to the devil to use, you by your prayer you can cast it out. To regain it back again, if you truly love him. May God help us in Jesus' name. God loves unity. Order the living word of the hour. Oh man. He said, as many of you here who and perhaps die with cancer and with other diseases, if we can only get in spiritual unity with his word and with him, God will reveal himself. He always does that. On the road to Emmaus, after the resurrection, it was only when Theophilus, I should be, yes, that is what is here, which is supposed to be Clopas, but they wrote Theophilus here, and that is what I will call, amen. Mm-hmm. And his friend began to speak to him, and the scripture was quoted, and God in Christ revealed himself to them. And then on the road back, they said, did not our heart bow within us as we talked to him along the road? There is something about talking of the word. Where two brethren come together, the Bible says, let the word be our conversation. There are so believers now, their level self, the way they are talking about politics. Do you think say they will become the next president in 2 minutes time? They can analyze it from the beginning down to the end. They can even tell you what is happening is Aso Rock, na. And yet, they never reached Abuja since they were born. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In such conversation, the name of God is not be praised. You are exalt Satan instead of God. It is where you talk about God, God appears. That is why Brabra, he said, if you want a jail in your home, he said, be like that of Mary. Praise God. You talk about the word, what God has done in your life. It may be an encouragement to one another. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And it be as they were on the road to Emmaus, they were gossiping their fellow brethren. Do you think Christ will appear? It was their conversation that brought the attention. See, these are my people. God has to reveal himself to them. Amen. May God help us in Jesus' name. In a message, a greater than Solomon is here. Praise God. In 1964, code number 0306, paragraph 59 to 60, a greater than Solomon is here. I will soon close. He said, there we find that in the days of Solomon, they were all rearing around this great gift that Solomon had for the Lord. As the people were coming and going, all the nations fear Israel. Instead of trying to make war with them, they brought in peace offering. They were not afraid so much of their men, of their man. They were afraid of the God, of that God that they were all in unity with. Amen. When Satan seen the people of God, they are in unity. Evil in itself cannot do anything. And that is why in the days of Solomon, people that are supposed to make way with him, because of the God that they see, the wisdom that God gave Solomon, and the manifestation of God in their midst, all of them repent. They were coming to appreciate the gift of God. And that is why you must have something to attract the people. Praise God. You must have something that the people of the world don't have. So that is the only way they can acknowledge Christ in you. When they see what they don't have is in you, they know that this man, this woman is of God. Look at the distance where that woman trained. He didn't even care where that bad boys they rode. He said, I'll be hearing this man today. I want to go and see. He packed all different gifts. And that is why Solomon was extra rich. You see, the Bible said the gift of God in a man maketh a way for him. The gift that you have, what has it done for you and now? But it's to keep malice and to use people's head to knock each other. Amen. That is the gift. Satan perverted. Instead of using it to glorify God, Satan is helping you to manufacture it, to use it. Amen. There is something that Satan will speak to your heart. He will tell you that, say, this one, I know they do them. And they will go. Praise God. There's an extent Satan will attempt to reach. He will back off. We saw that in Christ. When he come to Jesus 3 times, and the Bible says he moved and he never returned again. That is to say, if Satan have a limit how he can tempt the people of God, that means we must do something. Praise God. Amen. Uniting under the revealed word of the hour. Amen. If you hear under this message, this one go say he never revealed. This one go say he don't reveal. This one go say several told that never reveal. Do you know what is going on? It is the enemy that is fighting. Because the enemy knew that if all of us have this revelation, even his kingdom said will be driving away. And that is why he have to bring counterfeit to some people. He blood them. Not to see the real thing. But yet, those people, they are not our enemy. They are our people. If you have opportunity to stand behind their pulpit, preach the truth. Amen. If the seed of God that God wants to open his heart is there, he will receive it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that is why now they are for me creek. This one is for our people. This one is for our people. It's supposed not to be like that. And yet, we are carrying, it is a sermon book. They say prophet. But yet, we are not agree with each other because of lack of understanding. No wonder, blah, blah, says, Satan will step into sons and daughters. Their understanding, he said, it will make their understanding to be dull. they will not know the truth again. Blessed be the name of the Lord. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. He said, oh, what a thing that will be to this nation tonight. If we all be in share of God, if we all respect God and receive his gift of the Holy Ghost and rally around it, every church break down their creed and throw them out the door and guide that to the altar and state the Holy Ghost come to identify his word in the last day. That is what we need now. Well, Brabra was talking about Elisha when he asked for double portion. He said, if there is a town that we need double portion, he said, it is now. Amen. Because double portion of his word that we need now to break every bow of the enemy. Praise God. As God is progressing every day, Satan also tried to take a step, but God always works faster than him. Praise God. And that is why it should be in the spirit. God will always reveal the plans of the enemy to you. And you will know how to forge ahead. Blessed be the name of the Lord. May the Lord bless you. Amen. While we stand our feet. I love him. To express your love to him in prayer, asking to give you the spirit of unity. Every spirit of disunity in the house of God, in our home, in our businesses, in every area of our life that we are experiencing disunity, ask God to take it away. And let Christ step into that area. Let his unity rule our hearts. Because the Bible says, two cannot work together except they agree. Uniting under the revealed word of the hour.
As we bring the service to a close, if you still have need, a desire, and a request, I would like to be remembered in prayer. Can you just lift up your hand to him as you offer this final prayer for the day? I don't need to know what you have need of. The one who raised your hand to knows. And he's also the one that have the power to meet your need. Our dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful unto you, Lord, for this wonderful day. Master Jesus, anyone, Lord, that is not just bodily present, as we have heard, but is fully here, both body, spirit, and soul, we know, O God, that we have been your presence, and your word have done our souls good. We thank you very much, Lord, for the great blessings we have received right from the Sunday school, Lord, to the morning service and this afternoon stroke evening service. Lord, we have this witness in our hearts that your word is great and your word is powerful, and it can deliver to the uttermost those who put their trust in you. We want to thank you very much, O God, for this service, O God, again this afternoon. Lord, talking about the unity under the revealed word of the hour. Gracious eternal Father, when we look at your word in the scripture, it was you uniting with yourself and your angels. That's how you created everything that is in the world. And the devil also gathered together with his own people, Lord, to bring down your program, to bring down your kingdom. But because you are greater than the devil, Lord, you overthrew him. You put him aside and you scatter his kingdom. And Lord, from that time till now, because you are greater than the enemy any time, any day, O God of mercy, you have constantly been scattering every works of darkness. And your word admit us to know that you are manifested to destroy the works of the devil. Therefore, Father, we thank you, Lord, because all that your children needs to know is to know your will, which is your word. Once they do that, O God of heaven, and they invite you on the scene, Lord, because you are light, you always put away darkness. We thank you. If there be anywhere where Satan is trying to form his darkness together, whether in individual life or in a family, O God, or in one's business or in one's head, anyone, O Jehovah God, Lord, is still the same principle. And we come unto you as your children. Master God, believing that your program is right, your word is right, your promises are true, and they are yea and they are amen. Lord, you have told us that each of us shall agree as touching anything, Lord, that we shall ask shall be granted unto us. In this place, we are more than two, we are more than three. Lord, in our numbers, because we are all your children, we are in complete agreement that the works of the enemy should be destroyed, that his kingdom should be brought down in any life, in any family. Let it be, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. O God of heaven, wherever Satan is trying to raise his ugly head, we pray that the Spirit of the living God, Lord, because your word has said that when the enemy shall come in like a flood, that your spirit will be present to raise his standard against him. May you raise his standard, Heavenly Father, and destroy the works of the enemy. May your children be victorious, Lord. Oh God, may you raise a testimony in the life of everyone to the glory and the honor of your name. Whatsoever thing they have in mind or the desire, and has considered this request that they have by lifting up of their hand, may heaven attend to this request, Father, and may there be a testimony that will go behind it. Let it be King of Glory. As many as are sick in their bodies, starting from our pastor, Lord, to the least of any of us that is here, may the pillar of fire move on the scene and scatter every works of the enemy and raise up your people, Heavenly Father, and make us every whit whole to the glory of your name. Our bodies are your temple. It's not meant for sickness. It's not meant for torment. It's not meant for pain and agony. That's why you went to the cross on our behalf, to suffer on our behalf. Therefore, we pray, Lord, by faith, we put your blood between everybody, every sister, every sick person. May your blood stand between them and every sickness. Grant it, Heavenly Father. May your people be strong and healthy. May we be happy and rejoicing. Thank you, Eternal Father. As many as are yet to receive your spirit, we ask, O living God, that you will help each one. Father, you lead their faith, oh God, that in this season, your spirit will possess their soul. Because without your spirit, the flesh can amount to nothing. Oh, Jehovah God, all the instructions and everything we have had today is only your spirit that can make use of them in our life. Dear Father, as a fellow, just human being, a natural man, he can achieve nothing. May you have mercy, Father, and fill your people, Lord, to the overflow, Father. That will be a manifestation of your entire world. Grant it, Heavenly Father. You have been gracious to us today. We have seen your blessings. We have seen your mercy. We have seen your favor. We have seen your victory. May we go in the strength of this and possess our possession. May our life be different, oh God, than what it has been before, because we have had more of your word today. Grant it, King of glory. We bless and we magnify your name. Lord, all the verses we have used today, Lord, in whichever way, may you bless them, Father. We want to especially ask that your servant that you have come to use in the three services of the day, may you bless him, Father. May you recall him, renew his strength, lift up the honor of his ministry. Lord, as he has told us of other places he needs to visit before returning back home, may you go with him. May the meetings be wonderful. May they be outstanding. May they, oh God, meet the needs in the life of your people. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Give him journey mercies in the places he is to go, Lord. May your grace stand for him, Father. Thank you, King of glory. This is a new week that we have just started, oh God, that will culminate in the activities of the Easter period. May you watch over your people. Those that still have journeys, may you protect them. Lord, in our schools and offices and businesses, may you prosper your people. May no evil thing befall anyone, Father. May you go before us, Lord. May you go in us, and may you go with us, Father. Let it be there, Father. Lord Jesus, we just ask, oh God, our country, Lord, may you be gracious to the leaders. Have mercy for our sake. May you intervene in all their decisions, Father. Give us the faith that we have need of at such a time like this, Lord, to put our trust in you. And your word has said that anyone that put their trust in you will never be put to shame. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. We are grateful and we are thankful unto you. Having this privilege to be your children. Having the privilege to be called to come and hear this wonderful message of our day. To come and feast at your table is not given to everyone. But you have favored us to be part of them that we have this opportunity. May we never depart from this. May your grace take us to higher heights, Lord. Thank you, King of glory. As we dismiss, O God, from your house, we are not dismissing from your presence. May your presence go with us. May it go before us. May it cause your light to shine across our path. Lord, when we need to sleep, give us sleep, Father. When we need to be awake, may we be awake and be strong, Lord. Prosper our going out and coming in. Thank you, dear Father. The services of the Easter period make it special for us. Prepare your servants, anoint them specially. Prepare all of us, O God, those that will travel during the period, may your grace be with them. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name for hearing and for granting our petition, because we have asked them all with faith and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless you. You can be seated a minute. We are grateful unto the Lord for the services of the day. It's been very wonderful. And I believe that the Lord did not pass over. We want to appreciate our brother for coming. The Lord bless you richly. And he's not a stranger with us. This is not his first time. And as long as we do not have maybe program around the time he's making requests, he's always welcome when he feels led to visit. So as we go, we just pledge that our prayers will go with you, and God's blessings will follow you. Like you don't have a family yet, you can see my wife and children send greetings. We'll pray along with you that the Lord will grant your desires. God bless you richly. We read in the morning the letter of appreciation from the Olatunjis and Oladimejis that the superintendent wrote. When I go back to the room this afternoon, I saw that the groom himself has also sent his own letter of appreciation, which we have to read, because the whole thing is really on them. So let's listen a minute. He said, we want to appreciate God Almighty for making our wedding ceremony a success. We want to thank the pastor, ministers, and every member of the church for your support, spiritually, prayerfully, materially, physically, and financially. We pray that our kind Heavenly Father will bless and replenish you all mightily in Jesus' name. We are sincerely grateful, and God bless you all. Amen. Mr. and Mrs. Josiah Oladimeji. God bless you. When we were in Ilorin, I posted on the group the three pictures, this the pillar of fire, the off my head, and the cloud. Because a brother do reproduce it and sell it there. So, and they sell it there 500 naira for one. So when I put it there, I think some people made requests. Someone even transferred the money immediately. And somebody also made the request for it. No, a number of people, brother and sister, made the request. And I think some have collected their copies. But one of the people that made the request opted to pay for those who booked. And so the one that paid money have been refunded. And so if you made a request and you have not collected, you can see me. And let me add, if you did not have before and you desire, you can still see me. God bless you. I say God bless you. Shall we rise?
It is good to praise the Lord. It is good to praise the Lord. Yes, it is good to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It is good to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. It is good to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. It is good to serve the Lord.